could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me. Got your highbrow shoes on your feet, and you wear them around like it ain't shit. But you don't know the way that you look when you step and make that much noise. I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes to feel seen. Behind Jamaica, nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are?
My name is Joe, and if you know me, well, maybe you don't, but I do a lot of Facebook Live videos where I just hang out with people. I do readings, too. I do, like, mini readings there. Right now I'm on strike not with my followers on Facebook. I'm on strike because everyone wants to watch Joe live, and I decided that I was like, you know what? I'm not doing any Facebook Lives right now because – you guys need to help me get 1,000 followers on TikTok, like, please. So I've been on TikTok, and I had it before, but I deleted it because I was with I was in a relationship where I couldn't have anything that was potentially a threat to the relationship. So, but I, you know, that was when I lost myself. And what else is going on in my life? So I'm using TikTok, and I told everyone, yo, help me out. So the past couple of days, it's like jumped from, I don't know, 197 to 242 to 343. It's at like 400 and something. So shout out to all my awesome people for helping me and follow me on TikTok as well. And if you don't see me there, you could see me on YouTube. Or maybe you never have seen me at all or heard my voice. So if this is your first time, you're going to have a great time. This is going to be like the first of many with hanging out with me. So it's an honor to be with you as well. So appreciate you. I'm going to talk about a little bit here, and then I'm going to take some callers for readings. And here, just like, hear me out though. Like if I've taken your call, like maybe like 2 weeks ago, it's probably not a great idea. I want to make some room for new people. Especially like there's times where people call in every show. It's happened with me before. So I will hang up on you. Like if I know for sure, I remember you and you're like, no, I'm going to hang up on you. Like there's people that don't even realize. And I love you all. Like I don't like hate anyone. It's just, come on, the learning experience sometimes is you have to trust and learn how to make your own decisions. Otherwise spiritual people are going to give you the same messages almost in different ways and say like, don't do it and do it or don't do it. And then you're going to be screwed because then you're like lost. So don't be a lost person because you don't know who to believe in and you won't believe in yourself. Anyways, what's some updates spiritually with my life? I think I shock a lot of people. Like if you actually met me in person or because I'm extremely good looking, not because of that, because I think people assume spiritual people all have to be like a hippie-ish way or like some sort of Woodstock. I don't know. But with 2022, I'm an Italian American that lives in the Hudson Valley area of New York. So like, I don't sound like the Long Island medium, well, because I'm not a female for one, not in a negative way, but I don't have a Long Island accent. I don't live in Long Island. I'm not from there. She's her own person. So I'm Joe. Thanks for hanging out with me. But I'm not your typical like spiritual. Oh, you could tell. Like I wear crystals. But I am also, like, I just wear whatever. And remember, like, just be yourself. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I talk about so many different things. And over the years, I've talked about my spiritual journey, what I'm learning now. But I'm not afraid to dabble into, like, expressive words or topics that could possibly help people. And I like enjoying meeting people. So you guys are awesome. If you want to have a conversation with me, this is the only place, like, people get to call me. I mean, you can call me on my phone, but I'm not going to give you my number. Yeah, possibly yet. I don't know if I would. I don't know. It's a weird question to think about. Let's just start with being friends first. Let's take a caller. All right, hold on a second. I'm going to take the first caller on my list, which is area code 614. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And by the way, like, I prefer not to know anything about you other than your name because I don't really like taking questions. So. What's up?
My name is Philson.
Say it again.
Philson, Filsan.
Philson, that's a pretty cool name. Where are you calling from? What area? Where are you currently residing on Earth?
Ohio.
Ohio. Why do I feel like you're nervous? You're right. Are we cool? You're right.
Yeah.
You're going through some
stuff. I'm getting worse. I have anxiety.
All right. Here's what I want you to know. And you called in for a reading, yeah?
Yeah.
First of all, I want you to know you're doing a great job. And you're having a real difficult time with spiritual awareness and what you've been seeing and feeling. Am I wrong?
No.
Mm-hmm. You've gone through a lot of stuff right now. It's challenging for you because you're looking for people to understand what it is that you are experiencing. And it's hard because even in my journey, I remember telling myself in the mirror, I know who Joe was, but who's this Joe? Like a new version of myself. And I just need you to trust in everything. You're going to be fine. You are doing a great job, but it's going to be people like me. You're going to meet more awesome people. I'm pretty cool. You can talk to me about whatever it is. And so I'm actually going to offer that to you as well to connect with me. But you need more people that are going to help reassure what you're feeling, seeing, and going through. And don't be embarrassed or ashamed like to ever talk or even with me. But if you find people that you want to ask questions with, because I went through this journey where I couldn't really talk with my parents. They didn't understand. I had spiritual people that I connected with that helped me along my journey. But at some point, didn't understand what I was saying. And some people were like, did you check your medication? And I was like, no. So you've been having this hard time because you've been feeling alone with this intensity, yeah?
Yeah, and I just exited a toxic relationship, and I'm also feeling extremely lonely. And besides mm-hmm. just being a general weird person,
well, I'm a pretty weird person myself. At sometimes I'm like, no, it's a compliment, you know, I love myself. But sometimes we do feel weird because it's you're making really strong decisions fast, so you're fast tracking yourself for really good things. And so in that fast track of making strong, bold decisions, you are facing a lot of fears that you haven't really handled previously, maybe in minor ways. So you're doing really good. Don't be so hard on yourself with how fast it is, or how you might feel at times you're not perfect or you're not normal. It's actually really good because you're not normal. You're not like everyone. You're not meant to be. And a part of you is actually in a spiritual way dying and in a new way beginning. So you're in this process right now of rediscovering who you are. In that journey is lonely because you have to really trust in yourself. You have to really believe in yourself. And you're not going to be lonely forever. You're not going to not have a relationship. You're not going to not have more. You're just going to have a lot more of what you really want for yourself. And my guides are saying there's a couple of things that you haven't, where are my cards? You haven't really touched on yet, but you will. I'm going to pull some cards for you, but do you have any questions?
Yeah, I would like to know if they have any like advice for me regarding career, because I'm getting up there in age and now I hate my job and I feel really oppressed at work and underappreciated, and so I just don't know what direction to go in, and that's kind of depressing.
Okay. I'll pull some cards for you on that, but I'm a very, very blunt, straight to the point person when it comes to messages to you. So I want you to start off with the job and career thing, and I want you to start thinking on simple terms. Like, you're not happy with that job and you're not happy with that career, correct? And so I just want you to actually start off with accepting that for yourself. You're not a failure. I'm 31 years old. I've changed my career twice. Now I have both of them under my belt, and I do both of them periodically. So it's like, great. And I'm also 31. I don't know how old you are, but I know that at times people assume that no matter what, that they're afraid of their future. What's going on? They don't have things that they want yet. And so be okay with telling yourself, because you love yourself, all right, I don't like this job. I don't like this career. Don't put fear over it, because it's going to cause you to not find the results you're actually looking for. So my next question is, without fear of, you know, your future or what's next, what is it you really want to do?
If
you don't know, it's okay. What I want you to do for yourself, it has nothing to do with me, your future love life or money. Make it real simple. I want you to start asking yourself what makes you happy, and say your name too. Like, I say, what makes Joe happy? Well, Joe loves connecting with new people and hearing stories, and Joe likes to share stories and hear experiences. And that actually brought me to a lot of awareness that I didn't plan on. And it just brought me this intense awareness. But right now I also need you to believe in yourself more, because it's not easy being alone or feeling lonely. It's not easy. Quite honestly, just the other day I had to sit with myself and I had to force myself to go sit outside, because I kept waking up having coffee and then thinking to myself, what am I doing next? Because my days off were so special to me. Like, I didn't want to go to work. And so it was like always anxiety. And I had to force myself to sit outside to be with myself and really force myself to go, okay, just be here without thinking, and then be here then ask questions, because those are the moments where you're not against yourself. You're like really forcing yourself to be with you. But with you, I need you to start asking yourself what makes you happy and let go of any pain or sadness that you carry that maybe you think of daily about anything, past relationships, past issues, because you are releasing, by you releasing your past worries or making them, completing them within you, you're going to open a lot more doors, because there's things that hold you down emotionally and we aren't always aware of it consciously. So I want you to also focus on what makes you happy by doing different things, because it would be best for you not to sit and think by yourself and get stuck in your head. What horoscopes are you? Because I'm not really into horoscopes. I'm not really into reading people with horoscopes, but I'm curious about your sign.
I'm a Taurus.
Taurus.
Yeah.
You guys are stubborn. But I say that with laughter because my dad's a Taurus, and he is actually like he is my best friend, but at the same time, we butt heads a lot. And I say that because within you and your thinking process, I'm going to also ask you later on in life, question your old beliefs about how things should be done, especially with the 3D world. Your past card, the 3D world is how we used to think. The past card is the Empress, so you had your guard down. You were happy about your career at one point, or you were content. You just felt good in where you were. And right now you have 5, 6, 7 of swords, which is you trying to get away from an unhappy situation. And it could be multiple things, but the future card is the Ace of Wands in reverse. Okay, my future cards are mainly in reverse because it's on the way if you keep going this direction. So working on yourself, doing things for you, intentionally doing things for you, you're going to find what it is that you really want to do with your job or career. But here's my thing with all this to wrap it up. Don't just go, wow, that excites me. And it's going to call to you. You're going to know. But don't go right into age, timing, how long. Like, do it so disciplined, like you're excited to do this, because we can put a lot of labels on things. I can say like I'm 31 and I don't have my own house yet and I don't have this yet, but I do have things I didn't have before because of my learning experience for myself. So if things don't work out somewhere else in your life, don't put burdens on the rest of them in your life, your career, because we sometimes look for love as a person we can become whole with, and we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to love ourselves wholly, and then we'll meet someone that also loves themselves, and we're not leaning on each other so much we're draining each other's energy, so to speak. So I hope that helps you, and you're going to learn a lot more. So be patient and keep doing what you're doing. Just put more energy and attention to the goal. So what is the career? That would be the goal. And don't put a burden and an emotion on it. Be excited, because you're going to be a whole new person. And I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. So that was our first caller. And I like to talk in between, kind of take a little, like a little minute about some stuff. This is my commercial bit. This is my commercial bit moment that I never record. It's just in the... So by the way, guys, on Facebook, follow me, because I post a lot of specials and different prices for services I'm offering. And I'm also looking for a couple people who would be interested in joining me on my radio show here as a guest. I'm looking for someone who maybe is, and this could be a couple different people for different topics, but people who are spiritual, who do practice things, but also aren't vulnerable to talking about their life and maybe have obstacles you didn't plan on going through, but helped you learn more about who you are. Your difficulties with your spiritual journey, in the sense of anything that seems to be, you know, I'm not looking for someone just to say like, well, I don't have time to do this. I want to hear more about topics that you had really had no idea how much of a challenge it was going to be to get somewhere, or what you didn't heal yet that you took years to find out, like things like that. So if you know someone, have them message me on Facebook, which is A Millennial's Third Eye, or what else? You can message me on social media everywhere, YouTube. Just like, I also have my business line, which is 845-202-2093, but that is for business. So don't text me with flirting stuff, please. Not that it's happening. I'm just saying, like, don't be that. You don't have to start doing that right now. I'm going to take the next caller, which is area code 860. What is your name? Your human
Hi.
Name? Hi.
Hi. My name is Lisa. Hey.
Your name's Lisa? What's up, Lisa? Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut? I was near Connecticut. No, I was in Connecticut yesterday.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you want to share what part you're in, but I was there. I was on the border of New York and Connecticut.
Central Connecticut.
It was in near Danbury, Connecticut. That's where I was. So that's pretty cool. We're near each other on Earth somehow, some way. So you're calling for a reading? I don't know what else I would offer right now. We could just talk if you wanted. We're friends now, so let's just talk about stuff. So weird. You're looking for a reading.
Yes.
I don't usually ask or take any questions first, if that's okay with you, and we'll go into what Spirit has to say about you. What's that? What is that? Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I could hear. All right. So, let's see what they're talking about. Okay. What I'm first hearing is that you have to be patient when it comes to your achievements or your goals. I don't know what's going on with like people or coworkers, but there's people that you just don't feel deserve certain things, and they're kind of like not good. They don't have a good vibration, and you know it. What my guides are saying about this is like, don't get involved, because people are going to fall away on their own. Is this making sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Because you're a really hard worker, but you're someone who also is in the category of putting in all the work and then getting annoyed that, you know, you're not where you feel like you should be. And you're going to go up in some sort of, I don't know what the ranks I want to say. You're going to go up, but just be really patient on when that happens. Like, think about it as the universe is going to bless you with things when it's time to be blessed with things, not that you don't deserve it. Because my guides are also saying is don't rush life. There's a lot of things that you want to get to, because I think that you're looking for this completion of first I'll get this, then I'll achieve that. And you are definitely a manifester, because you have accomplished some goals recently that were pretty, I want to say big, at least like the past year alone. So I don't know what that is, but that's awesome. But there's things with you. You have to remember manifesting. Some manifesting items, goals, timelines, they are big. They're so big that you have to go through chapters of your life to experience those chapters to become aligned with the big manifestation that you will be at that time. Like, there's parts of me I'd started to realize about myself that I didn't know, you know, even 6 months ago. And if my guides are saying it frustrates you when you're like, why is this not happening yet? So be patient when it comes to how things happen. You're a part of a some sort of company that's like a big deal. What is this about?
I'm not sure.
There's going to be, I don't know why I'm seeing like some sort of industry. Well, it's an industry of your career, obviously. They're showing me, like, they're showing me cameras and film, but they're also showing me that possibly because of a symbolism of sorts. So that could be your dream of a career. I don't know, but That's what I get from that. Something about you moving up and how things are done. Okay. What they're really saying is director. Are you looking to become a director of sorts?
No.
Then you have to become more aware of directing your own life. Like, how do you want to see things progress? Your past card is the four swords, sorry. Four swords in reverse. So there's things in your past that you have unresolved about decision-making. And this can also be from making choices that brought you sadness or disappointment. And we don't realize it, but it's a subconscious thing at times where we don't do things because of what happened in the past. And you have to break some fears, with a couple of things. Your present card is the High Priestess in reverse. So the High Priestess is a very intuitive card. It's about duality, which is you can't have one without the other. It's about harmony and balance and understanding. So when it comes to it being intuitive, you have this gift. If you're manifesting, I feel like you've already done significant things, but you have to be in this balance. And what it reminds me of is we learn more about ourselves and how we're not really normal individuals of how we're supposed to sleep, or we like this pattern, it works best for us. So you're going to learn more about that and what keeps you balanced, but try not to put any spiritual work into like work, your career, meaning try not to force anything, try not to push anything, because it's something about timing with you. Just let things fall into place in the right time, because when we kind of try to manipulate how things progress for us in our life, we can also cause a ripple effect, which doesn't really help us. It causes this, let's say someone quits your job and you want that position and someone else gets the position. So understand that, be patient is really what I'm getting. When it comes to your future card, you're actually, like they're telling me too, you're going to move to a different place with career. The last couple of things is I want to mention what just came to my mind in your future card. You have to stop kind of looking for the next best thing as well. Because what my guides are saying is you feel good about something and you're like, you question it. And then you start seeing what's wrong with it. And then you're like, well, there's no point for this. And then you doubt it. But then you kind of go back and forth. You have to find something that you're really passionate about, that you really, 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 really love. It could be what you're doing now. It could be something completely different. But you're in this in-between with, do I make this decision or not? And you're not making some choices because you're not aware that you're afraid of the unknown. And you have to let go of being afraid of the unknown. You have to start learning how to be excited to follow your intuition and what does that feel like to be that person doing that of you. Your future card is the Seven of Cups in reverse, and that's actually really good for you because it's talking about cups are fulfillment, and the Seven of Cups is like all these dreams and cups in front of you going, yes, that one, I like that one, I want that one, and I deserve that, because you're going to start going and finding these answers. But I need you to make this simple first. Start with easy stuff like, what do I want to eat for lunch, and go do it. What's exciting for me to do right now, and go do it. I was thinking about doing this podcast 2 hours ago because it got me excited and I want to do it. And when we do those little things, it's actually bringing us more awareness and closer to everything else we didn't know we really wanted. But before I wrap this up, your past card again was the Four of Swords in reverse. I want you to start also asking yourself why you're not allowing yourself to do things. Why am I not allowing myself to be happy now? Why am I not allowing myself to find these answers? Because you avoid yourself sometimes, and you just kind of like avoid the emotions. And your emotions that are coming up are just little signs like, hey, we want to tell you about this great message for you that you'll like in the future about yourself. Because those are just vibrations of our navigational body that are going to help us move around in life. Emotionally, spiritually, mentally, all that fun stuff. And my guide said one more time, you need to be really patient with what comes in your life, whether it's love, relationship, career, anything. Try not to rush it, because they said enjoy the process of how that comes in for you. Because sometimes we have this mentality of like, oh, I can get that and I got it. And I can get this and I got it. And I can get this. And then something kind of falls down over there and you're like, whoa, wait, what happened? And you get distracted and then you get emotionally triggered. So be present a lot more. All right?
Thank you so very much for the blessing. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have any questions?
No, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. You hit the nail on the head.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. You know, I also like to share with people about, you know, my spiritual journey because sometimes you will reflect on what spiritual journey story I have for you and you'll be like, oh my God, me too. Or I'm sharing the same thing I'm going through and you're going through something similar. Because we're all different people, but it doesn't mean like I'm not perfect. I still make mistakes. I still go like, yeah, I felt that's what it was. And then I didn't say it to myself so I'm human. And I did like lose myself after my spiritual journey. I found myself again. My point is, I guess the message right now is don't put so much pressure on where you think you should be right now in life. Don't put so much pressure on not feeling fulfilled and not happy about your choices. Like the best thing we can do is go, okay, I'm alive right now. I'm here in this present moment. I'm grateful for all the things I've been through. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my spiritual gifts. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful. Like love yourself, because the best thing you can do is love yourself and not be hard on yourself about what you went through and hate yourself for it or what you didn't say and be upset. Like just let all your emotions out. I think being spiritual also for me has brought me to like even intensities of being with myself and just expressing how I felt out loud in the car. And I would just tell myself, you know, whatever it was. And sometimes it's motivational. Like that masculine energy, sometimes you need to pull it out and just be like, I won't be stopped. Like I'm doing what I'm going to do because I love doing this. And that's going to be more than this. And there's going to be great things coming. Like successful journeys aren't about like this, oh, and this happened and that was it. Like there's a whole bunch of stuff in the middle and then in the middle of that and then in the middle of that. And then that happens. Like your whole life is going to be a story, but you're going to be successful. I've realized that the people that really push hard at what they really want as their dreams, like the big ones, they eventually all get it. You have something you're set your heart and mind on that one day you want to happen for the rest of your life or something like that, or big things. If you keep believing in that and showing up and loving yourself for it and showing, not just saying like, this is what I want, like just, you have something that pushes out of you that comes out and shines that little light of yours. Cause this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. The world's going to see it. And the world's going to see it, and you're going to go through a whole different like levels of it. But the people that really know who they are and love who they are and going for what they want, and even if it's a little piece of it, and you don't stop and you fall down and you have moments of being sad about it, like that's love. Love is every emotion in one. It's unconditional. So to love myself unconditionally every time I get up and I've been through a lot of shit. You show yourself really a lot of respect. We don't need validation from people. You don't really need me to tell you you're going to be okay, but I'm still going to tell you you're going to be okay. But when you realize it's just you and it's you who just needs to be happy or push hard or push harder, you're the cheerleader. You're going to realize that not everyone's going to be supporting you. And that's not for you to be caring about. It's that you have a passion that you want the world to see. And it doesn't matter if you fail on YouTube or TikTok or whatever, because life has a journey. And where you go is where you're going to go. And it's all going to make sense in later on. But I want to share that with you. It doesn't have to be the same passions. Just as long as you love what you're doing or you're excited, be excited to find out who you are. That's the best part of the journey. Being excited to love who you are so much, like, all right, what's next? This is the time to reevaluate myself, to really, like, get excited for the next, 3 months of my life. What do I want to discover new? Like, just My best friend Candace asked me once, and I'll never forget it because it's my favorite question. She goes, what does Joe want to experience next? And I went, oh, my God. That's a great question. And I want to experience my dreams coming true. I'm going to take the next caller, which is area code 330, which is 330, which is 4, which is 4, which is then, which I don't know. It's numerology. What's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Leslie from Holly Springs, Mississippi.
Leslie from, it sounds very, very like stern and loving. Leslie from Holly Springs, Missouri, is that what you said?
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Shame on me. How is it in Mississippi right now?
Yeah, it's, the weather is pretty hot. I settled into my new job about almost 4 months ago. And I am loving it. I'm going to be here long. I hope to be there. I plan on being there at least 2 years. And I've got my driver's license in June. And I'm going to be doing like 8 hours driving until I get an automobile for myself. And my hope is to find that special someone.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a hope. And with the rate you're going at right now, you are gonna meet someone. You just have to keep doing these achievements for yourself. I don't know the best words to put it, because the best words is keeping happy. You went through a lot of stuff and you decided to really make some changes with your life, and you went kind of like full force with it too. You're like, I finally figured out like what I need to do for me, and you're doing a whole lot of great things for yourself. But don't let this catalyst become, don't even think about it. Because what we do is we wind up thinking about something we really want. And it could be about paying money for paying a bill. It could be about love and relationship. It could be about, but what happens is it brings our emotional vibration down. And so we're not really aligning ourselves with it the best way possible for that event or way to come in. And so while we're thinking about it more and more, like, oh, we're lonely, it would be great to have someone here or be with someone. Instead of that, put more detail on the person that you really do want to connect with. Because honestly, sorry, why do I have to clear myself? Honestly, I've learned, like, even with detail, I'm almost not detailed enough, it sounds bad, but it's not. But there's other things too involved with me. I have to be ready. And you also have to be ready for yourself too to meet this person as well. We all have to, sometimes we think we're ready and we're not. But you are going to meet someone, but you have to let go of this. How do I believe Joe's telling me the real spiritual truth in this message? Like, what if he just said that? And what if, cause we can sit here and ask a whole bunch of questions, but if you don't believe in it, it's not going to happen. So do you believe in it?
Absolutely.
But you sound really good energetic-wise, because you're doing a lot of great things for yourself. And I really do feel within your energy, too, that my guide said that you have a boost of confidence that you haven't had before. And I don't know when that hit with your life, but that's what they're telling me.
Yeah. I agree with that. And I feel that the job I entered in down here at the small college nearly 4 months ago is a really good fit. I'm continuing to learn new things, and I plan to be here at least 2 years and parlay that into a more senior position that will ultimately lead to a doctoral program at least 3 years from now.
Well, I see that happening for you. Just, I think the word of tonight is be patient on how that happens. Your past card is the 5, 6, 7, 8 of cups. Okay. The 8 of cups in the past, you had walked away from something that you saw fulfilling and worthwhile, but you also walked away disappointed, even though it was something really good for you. So if you had left something, just know that that was part of your experience, something that you had to learn or feel, but it really didn't make you happy. It can also be a person or relationship. Your present card is the 10 of Pentacles in reverse. So there's things that you're missing in your life that you don't have just yet. and you're hoping and looking for these things to come in sooner so you can feel kind of excited to do other things in life. Because there's things that you want to do, but you also aren't doing them because there's not another person involved with you. Try to just do new things that you want to do. Like, actually do those things without another person for now. Because by doing these things for you, you're going to actually bring in more of this person that's going to be with you. Your future card is Strength in reverse. So if you keep telling yourself, which is actually going to be good for you, that you are meeting someone and there is this person coming into your life, and you, instead of thinking negative about when or how, you're going to bring in reinforcement of this. So with that being said, what wraps this up? I want to pull another card. The Tower card with the Knight of Cups in reverse. Something is going to come to an end with how you respond to life. So if you're not doing something that's actively helping you meet new people, then this is what I'm really getting, is that's going to end, where you're going to start being more outgoing or going to places by yourself or being just willing to try new things, because that's going to bring you the person that you're going to offer your Knight of Cups to, because that's saying you're going to find someone in action of offering your fulfilling cup with. So something has to end. Also, is there anyone in the past that you were dating, or there's someone is in, it's almost like what I want to say is someone is energetically almost still in the way of this too. Even if you're not emotionally involved with someone.
I wasn't sure about this person, but I reached out to an old childhood friend of mine last week who I haven't seen her in person in over 30 years. I wrote a letter to her, and I remained anonymous, and I left her my phone number in case if she ever wanted to contact me.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, that's very bold and brave of you. I give you courage points for that. That's pretty awesome. And you're not really anonymous if you put your number down. If she chooses to, she could have Googled you. I don't know why she could have Googled your number, but yeah, this person you have to let this person go. I don't know. It could have been like a friendship or just someone you're curious about, but that something has to come to an end about the past in order for you to move forward. Like, don't regret the past. Maybe this should have been different. This person you're going to meet is new, and they're very wild. They're very wild in a way that you want them to be. That's what I heard. More energized is like their personality is very, they have a lot of energy in the best of ways.
Yeah. I just want that right woman to be that correct fit.
Yeah. They're coming in. But, like I said before, do more things on your own, like go meet new people. That will help also, getting out of your head, thinking about things too much and being more active and thinking positive thoughts. But again, going out more, being more conversational, be willing to meet new people. I would actually say, like, I'm not saying if you don't want to do it, it's fine. I'm not telling you what to do. But even like a dating app, if it's going to get you to someone who is in your age and your type and also willing to meet, that's another opportunity. I think a lot of people talk shit about the apps, but there's always like a possibility. So why open the doors to opportunity, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, go ahead. Sorry.
Yes. And I've used the dating apps.
Go for it. You want to do a little advertising? Like let people know your name, your age, and like where they could find you.
Right. Yes.
Go for it. Let them know what you're interested in. Tell the world about you. I figure you could do it now. I was all up for it. If you want to do it, you gotta have fun with life. That's why I was seeing, like, I'm a very spontaneous person. Some people tell me I shouldn't do things, but I'm like, why? when this is going to – I like to make people laugh. But thank you for calling in. Do you follow me on TikTok or Facebook or any of that?
No.
Why not?
But I do plan to follow you on Facebook.
Yeah, find me on Facebook. It's A Millennial's Third Eye. And then everyone listening, like, tell all your kids and stuff to help follow me on TikTok because, well, I don't know about kids. Sometimes they curse. If that's a, I don't know, not kids. It's a, my TikTok name is in the info in my episode here. So, well, thank you for calling in. And let me know how that progresses with you because you just need to take more action.
I will, Joe.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
You have a good evening.
You too. Bye. All right. So I'm going to talk for a minute and then play another a quicker song than last time and then come back to taking more awesome callers and stuff. But it got me thinking about manifesting, right? So we don't talk about the word manifesting a lot because I think people, we use the word I want, which is still good to use because at first you don't know what you want and then you say I want, right? You see it, then you say, oh, I want that. So there's nothing wrong with it. You're just making it awareness of, oh, wow, I want that. Kind of like if you were to see me in person, you'd be like, oh, wow, I want that. And I don't blame you. I love myself. Just getting you to laugh. Haha. What I was saying about this is sometimes we aren't doing the thing that is going to help us get to the manifesting because of a couple reasons. Maybe like, for example, me. I did a lot of social media before when I started my journey. It was like 3 years and I was doing a bunch of stuff. And I think number one, I got burnt out, but two, I was hoping for something to like kick off right away. And I was like, you know, I didn't even know what that thing was. And so I wasn't doing what makes me happy, which is all this stuff, which is great stuff because I love it. And I realized too, I was waiting for this futuristic event to happen that I was like deterring my emotions to. So don't give up on your dreams and do things that will inspire you to connect more to what you're manifesting, a person, a relationship. Tell the universe, God, source, creator, what it is about that person you want to manifest. Maybe you don't want to manifest a person. Maybe you want to manifest like a career success move. But while we're doing that, sometimes what the universe does is provides you with the steps that feel good to help you get closer and experience and learn more about the version of you that you're manifesting. So that lines you up with that big thing you're looking for. So don't give up. And again, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, which is a really great quote that I love. And for me, that really shows me and reminds me of what is your purpose and what is a purpose? And a lot of people have a hard time with this. Your purpose doesn't start from your spiritual gift. Your purpose doesn't start with, I think that this is it. Your purpose is from your love space first. Like what are you really passionate about? And what do you, don't just say people, like topics, be more detailed. I found myself at some points even recently explaining or expressing how I felt about something or what I liked about something. And without like judgment of myself, I was like, you know, I really want to have more words or better ways of explaining what I feel. And my guides were like, well, look, in order for you to really have more to explain and have more detail and knowing, you're going to actually have to expand those words within you and expand in detail more about what it is that you really love. Because I told a lot of people on social media, like, I just want this awesome career where I can just be myself. And that still didn't feel awesome because it doesn't have really detail to it. And so I realized for myself and my journey, I would love and want my own TV series on Netflix. So why not? We can all get what we want. And that felt amazing to me. So I'm going to play a song and then come back to taking more callers for readings and stuff. So give me a second here and we will be, we as in Joe and my guides, or just Joe, we'll guides too, we'll be back.
I want to be a billionaire so fucking bad, buy all of the things I never had. I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of everyday Christmas. Give Travi a wish list. I'd probably pull a Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had shit. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, yeah, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travi Claus, minus a ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina hit and damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I'ma have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What else?
A different city every night. Oh,
yeah.
I swear the world better prepare
for, what?
For when I'm a billionaire.
President, dunking on his delegates, then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it, but keep the 520 tizzy bits completely separate. Yeah, I'd be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'd probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
Oh, every time I close my eyes, a billionaire,
uh-huh.
So fucking bad.
So we're pretty cool, me and you, right? So why aren't you following me on Facebook and YouTube and TikTok and stuff? Why not? Because I'm not just here on Blog Talk Radio or the podcast. I'm also in New York, and I'm also another human that lives amongst you in this world. So I love hearing from people. Like, if you just want to say hi, love it. If you want to tell me something positive, love it. If you want to, like, reach out and just say something, love it. Like, it doesn't always have to, you don't have to reach out to me to be like, I want a reading. Like, I'm just another awesome person in the world. So I love people. And I wanted to talk briefly about recently, within the past, like, month, I kind of went through this, like, I don't know, full moon stuff, yada, yada, yada. But I would get like depressed and sad and lonely, but I would just go to work and then I'd be upset that I just went to work and didn't do anything to like bring me happiness. So I wasn't like really loving myself, but it also showed me that there were a lot of people that needed to connect with people just to like feel normal. Like I didn't realize I was a part of a collective energy for that time. And I didn't think about it or look into it because I was just so frustrated. But I was like, you know, what is this? I wasn't where I wanted to be in life yet. My house, I don't have a house and I don't have all this perfect stuff and I'm 31. Yeah, I mean, like, there is that, like, midlife crisis type of deal. But spiritually for me, it's like, okay, what do I need to learn now? And I got frustrated with that too. And I was just at venting mode at that point. Like, my bestie, Candace, like, just listening. And we need to do that. Number one, don't be afraid to vent. I think you should tell your friends first if you're venting so they don't give you opinions and responses right away. And if they don't listen, just tell them again. But we just need to let it out sometimes. It's just within us. And I also remember, too, reminder, like, if I'm feeling that and I share it on my Facebook or talk about it, it's also probably because someone needs to hear it. So being lonely is okay, but you have so many choices. And I learned that the number one choice we shouldn't make is keep thinking about why we are lonely or what we could be doing that we don't know. Like, let's talk about positivity. Then we can make phone calls to friends or reach out. But don't get stuck in your emotions. Don't be that person. We do it. It's okay. But we don't have to do it. And also reminder, follow me on other social media stuff. Because why not? I'm there. I'm everywhere. I don't know how many more apps I can sign up for or, like, social media platforms they can come out with. That, you get it. All right. So next caller is area code 917. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
My name is Ashiel. I'm calling from New York. I just want to make sure my phone is loud enough here.
Well, what's up, fellow New Yorker? Your name's Ashiel?
Yeah, A-S-H-I-L.
Nice. So you're calling in for a reading. Let me see what I
Yeah, I just like the way that you don't really ask it. I don't have to ask a question. You kind of just pick up the energy. I like that.
Yeah. Honestly, so I like to explain to people sometimes how I feel things and I get messages. And I listen to people's voices first because I have to listen, but I'm also feeling the vibrations. Because even though you're just talking to me about something, I still feel something else. Honestly, and tell me if this is wrong or not, but I'm picking up on something about relationship and love life.
Yeah, that was one of my concerns, yeah.
Okay. Because I'm getting this fear of losing someone or things not working out, if it's wasting your time, where is this going? Like, you're a very loving person, and so there's something going on with you're not getting clear communication on – it's like you asked me if I'm okay, and I'm like, no. And you're like, what's wrong? Nothing. Like, it's just there's no direction and you aren't sure what to do, which is also making you want to do more to show kindness and love and stuff. There's someone that's taking advantage of you, and I don't want to say taking advantage of you in the wrong way, but
keep talking. I'm open to whatever they will respond.
They're keeping you in this loop of being lost, and it's like you try to move on, but you can't, and they don't give you an honest answer, so you don't know what you're doing with them or where you stand. And then you're like, well, fuck it, I'm going to move on. And then they give you a little bit more. They're just holding you in place. They don't want you to move on. They don't want you to be happy. They don't want you to be happy without them. They don't want – like, so they're only giving you enough to keep you – questioning where am I going, and the real answer is you're going nowhere because they keep you in limbo. You have to make a really big decision, because I know that there's a couple different things that I'm also getting about, well, how am I going to do this? I don't know if you live with them or not, or you're temporary. I don't know what the situation is, but I feel like there's going to be a lot of, I want to say, work involved with extracting yourself away from this person or the process it's going to take. But the biggest thing my guides are saying too is you already know all this stuff, and you're just, don't take this negatively, but you're also like worried, what if I miss something? And you have given up enough of your time and energy and love and happiness, and you tried enough. And I want you to know that you're not failing anyone, but you are going to let yourself down if you continue doing this. Like, you lay in bed and you're wondering where they are, or, you know, why haven't they messaged you? And it's not your fault, because you were subdued to this energy of a person who made you focus on their attention, and now they're going doing whatever they want to do, and you're like, okay, fine, I'll wait here and let me know, and they're still doing whatever they want, and you have to let that go and find love yourself enough to let that go for real. Yeah. Let me get some cards here. You're gonna do much better without them, but once you let go, you can let go right now if you wanted to, but don't let them have so much power over you. And that could be by you sitting at home thinking about them, and you're like, hey, what's up? And they don't call you back or nothing. So let's go. And you made a lot of choices, too, for this person. Like, you sacrificed a lot for this one person.
Yep.
And don't be hard on yourself. This is actually a blessing in disguise for you, because you're going to start moving forward in life, and you're going to do better than you ever did before. And it's mainly because you chose yourself. You chose to love yourself. You chose to get back with yourself. You're not going to be alone forever. You're not going to be alone. You're going to find someone else. You might not be as much as you would like to or not, you're not going to look for them right away, because you're going to really enjoy what's coming your way. Because what I'm also seeing is, once you make this decision, there's either one opportunity already present for you to go somewhere, but there's going to be four overall. You're going to have a lot of opportunities come to you once you emotionally make a decision on staying or leaving this person. Your past card is the Queen of Pentacles in reverse. So that talks about something you dreamt of that you really wanted to come true in your life, or a dream, goals that you had. Because what my guides are saying is, you stopped. You were like, cool, you know, I'll stop doing that. No problem. I'll go over here. No problem. And this person's like basically saying, not enough. So you've had enough with it, and you're ready to move on. The World card is your present card, which is you now, which is actually like a really good card. It means that whatever you were looking for to complete this question, you found it. And so you're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel now. You're able to move forward to the next thing. You have a really good reading. You have the Sun card in your future. So if you keep going how you feel right now, with what you know what you need to do, you're going to take the step, the next step, the next step, but do it. But understand, the Sun card is talking about all that good stuff that's waiting for you. You just have to align with it. And aligning with it is just you making a decision, do I stay or go? And that's what you're going to do, go. I see job opportunities too, honestly.
Yeah, that also was my thing. Well, you're really good.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you follow me on social media?
No, I'm sure will, you know, after this. But can I just say something? I mean, I can find the info on Blog Talk, right? Because I'm on the phone right now. So.
Yeah, this is Blog Talk Radio, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, all your info on
Blog
Talk.
Oh, my info,
right?
For social media. You know what I'm going to do while I'm doing this? I'll type it into this episode so people can also... I probably won't put the link, but Facebook. I got to go back and copy and paste stuff, but I'll do that for this episode. And just go on
I'll look it up. Once I've emailed, I'll look it up anyway, because I really want to keep in touch with you. But I just want to give you a little... Yeah, go ahead.
No, sorry. I talk a lot. So
me too. I just want to follow up about the person you're talking about. This is a person, because you said I've made a lot of sacrifice, that I dated back 10 years ago. And, you know, and I invested in the business and I lost everything because I turned out, you know, the person was lying to me. So I moved forward, you know, I just, you know, decided to move on my life. And 10 years later, that same person is coming back, you know, trying to beg, literally begging to come into my life. I mean, spending money left and right. So I was thinking maybe that's just this karma doing its course or taking its course. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not interested, but I'm just trying to be as sensitive as possible, because I just don't want to say, okay, you know, I make statement that we're not compatible. It's been 10 years. I'm a different person. I went through a spiritual awakening, so to speak, you know, so we can't relate to each other anymore. And I just don't even, I moved on, but it's nonstop. It's like almost an obsession now. You know, I'm even getting marriage offer and all that stuff, but I'm, you know, it's not, I'm not interested. It's just at this point, that after what I went through these years and just focus on my spirituality. I just look at the person like, what was I thinking? You know what I mean? It's just like that kind of, but I'm not interested. So definitely. And I feel like, you know, like that's holding me back. Like you said, it's holding me back. So I have to find a way to just cut it off without being too aggressive. You know what I mean? Because I'm trying to be a little more sensitive regardless.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want, you know what I mean? So
I know exactly what you're saying. And, when I'm going to talk more about this even after I put you on just listening mode, but I'm really proud of you for going through your spiritual journey and continuing, because it's like this never ending journey of learning, but you're doing really good. Sometimes we do actually have to be really, really, really blunt.
Okay.
Other people's perception of what they're hearing. I'm not saying this to everyone I'm not calling anyone out when I say this, but sometimes we can even say something so detailed that how would they ever miss it? And in their mind, they want to be with us, or we want to be with them so much that we didn't want to listen to it, or they don't want to listen to it. So if you're really detailed about it, sometimes we also have to get to levels of disconnecting from them. And again, the less we want something, the more the thing wants us. So it's the path of least resistance. But
it's like an obsession, literally. Basically it was karma or something for what was done to me 10 years ago, because I was like, this is crazy, you know. But I try to be, you know, one thing I know what you do, what you put out to what comes back to you. So I try to be as sensitive as possible. I'm not interested. I move on. I wish you the best. Good luck. But somehow I move on my life. I always get texts. I get phone calls. You know, it's just like nonstop, you know. So,
yeah,
but
just ignore them. Ignore the calls. Block her if you have to, which is unfortunate. I've gotten to the point where, and this is like a way of me saying it to myself, like, because I really turned into like me not liking this person. And I wound up like just accepting that me not liking someone, even with an emotion, it's just it's another form of love. So, okay, I love this person unconditionally, and I just wish that they have their best life. Whatever it is, like, I don't have to be a part of it, because I had to make peace with myself too. That's the other thing too. They come back. People come back into our lives. Sometimes it's just like to enjoy the new friendship or relationship, but sometimes it's also because we didn't learn to heal something. And so, honestly, what I think overall and I feel overall for you spiritually as well is, don't be afraid to speak your truth. And speaking our truth can literally be saying what we really don't want to say, but we have to say it. And it could be, you're a really nice person. And I've been there too, where people would step on my toes and push boundaries with me. And I got to a point of needing to speak my truth. And sometimes that's telling someone, no, I don't want emotions with you. Or no, I don't feel the same anymore, and stop and leave me alone. You have to really state that. And if they don't listen to that, then you block them.
Okay.
But don't be afraid to disconnect. It's as long as you're speaking your truth. I think if it's not heard, then it's not your fault.
Okay. Sounds good. I really appreciate it. That's what I need to hear. Everything you said is just dead on. I really, really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And feel free to reach out. I love meeting new people. You're in New York. We can be friends now. Stay following the stuff, because I post episodes randomly too. So check it out.
I will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.
So something I haven't really talked about yet that I want to start talking about is my last relationship, which was very toxic. And I want to start talking about it in brief steps and stages, because I need to start facing my own truths about it. And I want to mention it because, like, what I think a couple people in the past, like, 10 minutes, like, someone messaged me about something about narcissism. And I think I was afraid of talking about it because of being misunderstood, but also I don't care anymore about who hears it. And I was worried about if my ex heard it or when her friends heard it. And it really has nothing to do with either of them or anyone else but myself expressing myself. Narcissistic relationships, and, you know, I don't like using the narcissistic word, but because everyone's different. But there is always, yes, there's an empath, there's the narcissist. But what happens really is that you wind up like losing yourself over someone, and you wind up like giving so much of yourself away that it's never enough. And you hope to bring back this like happiness back in your life, and you hope to restore the good feelings you had. And without realizing it, you get stuck in the cycle of pleasing someone. And I kept getting accused of like lying all the time. And it was always misunderstood. We would break up, or I would talk to a friend. I wasn't allowed to have friends that were women. It was like constant issues of like me trying to bring security to someone who was not secure with me. And it was a lot of different things with also my happiness. Like, I didn't want to listen to the messages before, so I kept going after and trying to fix something that was broken. You can really like get upset in these moments because you get really disappointed with yourself. You're like, wow, I can't believe I went so far for someone I never went so far for before. We can really take it to places that suck because we just want to like question everything, get upset about things. So I want to talk more about this in other times too, but kind of going towards the end of it, in any situation, you're going to find yourself stuck because you're going to need to get back up on your own. And your current reality is going to be difficult, whether you have to move out, or it's going to be challenging because your head is so subdued to what are they doing and why are they talking to you and why would they do this to you and why would they make you – they've gotten in your head so much that you're questioning everything and you're doubting everything, where you used to like be more aware of things yourself. If you find yourself in that position, you know exactly what you need to do. And we sometimes don't even know why like we're still there. And if you're still there, don't be mad at yourself, but love yourself, because you can either continue following the cycle of thinking you're happy and thinking things will get better and fantasize that one day things will get better. But the truth is that they take your energy. You can be at home thinking about things and about them, and they're taking your energy because that's where your attention and energy is going. So you're never happy because they're never giving you what you really seek from them. And then you get into this other level of you're just angry all the time, frustrated and upset because they don't even want to tell you the truth and they keep you. But please don't find yourself trying to look for more evidence and information on narcissism, because then you're going to get stuck in thinking like, oh, I'll figure this out and I'll help them. And no, don't do that. We're going to take the next caller. It's going to be area code 631. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Suzanne from Long Island.
You're Suzanne from Long Island?
Yes.
Oh, thanks for calling in, Suzanne. What do you think about the show so far?
You
doing all right?
Yes.
Yeah? Could I do anything better?
I don't know.
I took your phone call to see if you can help me, and what can I do? What can I do better?
I don't know.
Was that maybe I'm already awesome? You're like, I'm not ready for this, and I don't know what. Why me? So you called in for a reading. Let's see what spirit has for you, Suzanne from Long Island. You have a lot of spirits with you, and I want to say more like family, people who have passed away. Or when I usually pick up on that, it's just know like there's family members that have passed on, either recent ones, or there's either one or two, or I don't know how many, but they're with you right now. You need to have more faith in them with your life issues, obstacles, problems, thoughts, feelings. Because there's something about, okay, angels, yes, and spirit guides, yes, and readings, yes. They want you to start talking. Like, I talk to my ancestors, too, and I say, I call upon my ancestors. Or we have the term in Santeria is Egun. Egun is the dead, but the dead is your ancestors, and that's everyone behind you. You need to start asking and calling upon your ancestors to help you with emotions and this and that, because you're really hard on yourself. You're very hard on yourself. And I don't know what you're currently going through when it comes to emotions, but I get loneliness. I get misunderstood, or people don't think of you as much as you'd like them to. You went through You went through something. I want to say a loss or someone's death or someone. Somehow you kind of like stopped doing stuff because of something that happened in your life. And I feel it to the loss. I don't know why I'm hearing about a son, and I don't know what that has to do with anything. Do you have a son?
I do have a son. Yeah.
Is this kind of a tied together with that?
A little, yes, yes.
Because I heard, I don't know why, I don't know who's, so there's someone spiritually on your family members that I'm feeling, and it's, the way I'm feeling it, I know it's a spirit of, like, all right, so spirit guides have different vibrations than spirits of family and friends, like, it's a whole different feeling. So I heard someone say, your son's going to be your son, but I feel like a lot of tense with that, and I feel a lot of like stuff that you're trying to work on with him with that, or you're hoping better for him. But just know like he has to go through certain things to really find himself, and it's not going to be the way you might like it to. I also hear that you want more communication with him, or there's an uncomfortable thing.
Yeah, oh my gosh, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Am I? I mean, my guides are telling me this, and then I'm also hearing a spirit.
Yeah,
so.
He's 21, and he joined the Marines a year and a half ago, and he'll be back in 2.5 years. I do see him. I wish he could call. He's my only son, my only kid, and I do think I'm great, and I deserve love. I don't know why God isn't sending me a great man to get married to.
I want you to think about this before you answer it. And this is not for me. It's not for anyone listening. It's not for anyone but you. And just take a minute to really feel it. And my question for you is, are you really ready?
Definitely.
Now, were you married before?
Yes.
Did you have someone that passed away?
No.
Okay. I want you to start thinking about what type of relationship you want. And I'm not saying, like, I want you to get really detailed. Like, do you want a companionship where it's not a marriage and it's just a relationship and it's a friendship relationship?
I want to live with someone and have a marriage and not grow old alone and have dinner and take walks and travel. I still have to work and, take out the garbage and I do dishes, and that's what I want.
Okay. So you want someone to live with, you want a real serious relationship. You want someone who also has their own hobbies and careers, but also, you know, you work well together. I want you to start talking to yourself or in your mind, even like before you go to bed. And I want you to start thinking, because I'm a metaphysical life coach. I want to explain this to everyone too. Like there's remedies spiritually for certain things, but I work with my guides. And I've learned through the practice of a spiritismo, which is that positive and negative energies influence our life. But there's more to that. There's gods, your ancestors, there's some of that. But really what I talk to a lot of people also about is how our thinking and feeling bring more of what we want closer to us and what we're looking for to us. And a lot of the times it has to start with what do we really want? And some people go, I don't know. But you know what you want. So you also said to me, I don't know why God hasn't sent me a sign or someone. So I need you to more so believe in knowing that you will meet someone. And I want you to also put detail on where do you want to live? What kind of place does it look like? Because this is just going to reinforce more of the things that you're going to receive. So it's easy.
I'd like to live on Long Island. I'd like to live in a little house with a porch and a garden and a backyard.
Well, they're all over Long Island, so you're perfect.
It's just a little difficult trying to find a gentleman who wants that.
All
or
right,
even
so
to
I need
date
to
try to see about that.
I need you to change what you just said, and I want you to repeat after me. Ready? Well, I'm going to say it differently because I'm not looking for a man. So, so repeat after me. I want you to say this deeply within yourself. Hold on. It is very easy for me to find the person I am looking for.
It is very easy for me to find the person I am looking for.
And just keep repeating that because it's an affirmation now. So what people don't realize is in the beginning of an affirmation, maybe you're not so happy and you're saying, I am happy. By day two, you're doing affirmations again. You're saying, I am happy. By day three, you're going, I am happy, because you are bringing that energy in. So if you keep reinforcing this to your subconscious and your conscious mind and say, it is so easy for me to meet the person I'm meant to be with.
I have to write this down. It is so easy for me to find what?
My match and who I want, who I am meant to be with.
It is so easy for me to find what my match, who I am to be with.
Hold on. So it is so easy for me to find my match, who I'm meant to be with. The other affirmation you can also say is all the people, all the good people that I gravitate to come to me effortlessly. Like the positive people that... All the positive people, yeah, they gravitate. So you can use many different words, but you want to say things like...
All the people that gravitate to me?
All the great people that are meant to be a part of my life gravitate to me effortlessly.
Oh, God. All the great... People, go ahead.
All the great people that are meant to be a part of my life gravitate to me effortlessly.
I have a pencil, that's why.
Oh, it's okay. They go slower than pens.
Yeah, they do. I should have had a pencil. Yeah, you know, it's horrible because a lot of these older men, maybe I need to go a little younger, they're actually mean. I'm not kidding. Mean and set in their ways. Mean.
Older men or younger men?
Older. My age and a little older than me. Yep. Mean.
Yeah, you'll be surprised. There's younger guys out there that like older women.
I mean, I'm not talking real young, but I've been going with men in their 60s, and they are horrible. Horrible.
So we know now, my match is not in their 60s.
Were they going to give me in their 70s then?
Oh, well, tell you make sure to tell the universe then. My match is younger than 60. But go ahead and do those affirmations. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you were right. A lot of people misunderstand me and things like that. And I don't know. I think I look younger than my age. I have a 21-year-old son, and I'm going to be 62 in October.
Mom, how old are you?
What?
My mom's here. She just came back from her trip, and she's going to be 60 in October. And my mom is beautiful. She's married, so there's no one.
Well, she's married. Yeah, I'm looking to get a date.
Well, my point is that you could be 60, 70, 50. I think we're a little bit hard on ourselves. You know, when I was younger, I looked at myself in the mirror in my dad's pizzeria, and I was sitting on the sink as a kid, and I looked at myself, and I said, I wonder what I would be like. This is actually funny, Mom. At 20, 21. You know what Spirit said to me about that story recently? You're going to laugh. I don't know if you remember this. At that time, I was little, but I was channeling my 21-year-old self while sitting on the sink. So what do you think happened? The sink broke off the wall. And Dad turned the water off. Spirit told me I channeled my 21 because I used to be heavy. Well, plus now, I'm the sink. But all right, thanks for calling
in. So you were mentioning
and,
about the other things about being misunderstood in my son. So my son will be okay, right?
Yeah, your son's going to be okay.
Hell yeah, he'll be out in 2.5 years.
Yeah. He's going to have some ups and downs with it, but he's going to be okay. But all right, I got to move on to the next caller. So stay tuned. Make sure you follow the page and social medias, okay?
I will say the affirmations.
Good, good. Let me know how that goes. Don't make it like a routine.
I will.
All right.
I will. Thanks. I should have had the pen instead of the pencil.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye. All right, guys. I want to also let everyone know. I'm not going anywhere yet. I'm making spiritual baths this week. They are in 3 stages. There's the first bath, and they're in little bottles. They're concentrates. So when you get them, you pour it into a larger container, like a gallon container, and you fill the rest of it with water. So the first one is a road opener, and the road opener bath is to remove and dispel any negativity, any lower vibrational energies that aren't serving you, anything that needs to be removed from your energy that maybe you built manifestations or ideas that didn't go anywhere, like kind of declogging your energy. After the 4 days, there's also the next bath, which is a white bath. It's a grounding and nurturing bath, calming. And this is for bringing you to zero point. So we're taking you from the negative, clearing the negative, bringing you to zero point, which is neutrality, calming, soothing. These are all done preferably towards bedtime. Then there's the sweet bath, which is all sweet, happiness. There's herbs in there too as well to bring you in the positive. If you wanted to buy one, it's $25 a bottle. If you wanted to buy two, I suggest you buy three because if you buy three, it's $55 and you get a 30-minute free reading with me. How do you do that? Message me on Facebook at Amillennials Third Eye and let me know you're interested and I'll write you down and take your payment so that way I can mail you the stuff next week. So, Mom, how you doing?
I'm good.
You want to say hi to everyone?
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Any news or anything in your life you want to share? By the way, I love your license plate. We don't have to tell people, but I loved it.
Thank you.
I like the mental health support.
Well, and also my Sicilian background.
What about it?
It's on the license plate.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
I have to go look again. Will symbolisms and clues. I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
What else is going on that I want to talk about before going on to the next reading?
I
you want to talk about something? Tell vent a little bit?
Yeah, well, maybe. I went to go visit a friend tonight.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that.
She's dying, basically. This would be the second person in a month that was a good friend. One was a childhood good friend, and this one was from high school. First one was from grammar school, this one's from high school, that is dying.
Mm.
And I'm having a very hard time with this because here's the crazy part. I'm a medium. I speak to the dead. I can translate messages for people. I give, you know, all kinds of information, etc.
But not tonight. But yeah, I guess.
But I am the worst person when it comes to death. It destroys me.
I didn't know that. Well, thank you for saying that and being open to say that. I didn't know you had a hard time with death.
Yeah.
You
forget what I'm like at a funeral?
I was crying at Nani's, and you were like, I was crying. You were like, why are you crying?
You were crying?
Well, you didn't say it like that. You're like, it's okay. Like, don't make it. I was hysterical crying. I played, I don't know if you know this. Well, I don't know if you were like holding it in front
of me. Who would hold it in? I was hysterical crying. What are you talking about?
But you were telling me, like.
Well, because I saw that you were suffering.
Well, I missed her. Anyway, I miss her still. And I played Angelo Bocelli.
Andrea Bocelli?
Andrea, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like,
you murdered that man.
Well, anyways, I was crying but in the car. But anyways, so has this made you like thought about any memories that were like particular that you loved? Because sometimes I think that they bring up these memories oh, I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what was your favorite memory with your friend that passed away?
I'm going to fact funny that you asked that because her son at the funeral, at the wake, asked me that. And it was a story of when we were about 14. And it was Halloween. And she, you know, she takes her mother's wraparound sweater, was brand new, tags on it, and she wore it. And I said, I don't think we should wear that, just in case, you know? And she went, nah, it's not, nothing's going to happen. She says, my boyfriend's there, which was her husband, was her husband now. And no, our boyfriends will be there. They'll protect us. We'll be fine. And I went, all right. So we went down. You know, at those days, you hung out in the schoolyard, in a common place, a playground, something like that. So we all went down to by the schoolyard and were hanging out. And her boyfriend was there. My boyfriend was there. And all of a sudden, you know, the hoodlums come out. You know, they were our friends, but they were the, you know, kind of the rougher ones, the fresher ones, as you want to say. So this guy comes out. And he starts throwing eggs at her boyfriend and my boyfriend. So all of a sudden, they start like ducking. So they moved away from us like fast because they were trying to duck from the eggs. So I look at her and I give her the signal. Let's start walking this way. So we start like backstepping to the corner. Like they're not going to notice. No one's going to notice. And we're going to get the hell out of here. Well, we get to the corner, which is not far from where we were, and they go, get him! And we were like, oh, shit. I said, run! She goes, oh, shit. So we start running. Now, she was like 100 pounds soaking wet. I was a chubbier kid. I mean, I was maybe 130 pounds, okay? But I ran like the wind. I take off, and I'm going, run! Faster, faster! And I'm running. I make it to the house. I get to her gate. I turn around to look where she was. She got nailed by like three or four of the boys, and she got slammed with eggs. Pa-pow, 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 pa-pow. I remember seeing all the splattering of the eggs.
Damn.
And I was like, oh, my God. She comes up the block, and she's dripping literally from her head to her feet, all dripping with eggs.
Oh.
And I went, oh, my God. I said, your mother's going to kill you. She says, I'm dead. We went up into her bathroom. I remember turning on the bathtub and trying to, now imagine two 14-year-olds trying to wash this thing. And it wasn't working. And she got into deep shit and trouble. But I think of it now, and I'm laughing hysterical because... to watch her come down the block, all dripping with eggs. It's hilarious.
That's funny.
So, yeah, that's one of my favorite stories. Well, there's so many of them, you know. There's just, we did so much.
Well, I like that. Thanks for sharing that. All right, so I'm going to take a break, play a song. We're going to come back to some more readings. And if you don't like my social media stuff by now, go like it if you didn't yet. Please, because it's silly, because then you're going to not know when I go live ever anywhere else, and it's going to be like, oh, I forgot about that guy. You got to remember me, Joe, a millennial's third eye. And don't forget Candace, too. She's dope. All right. Thank you.
stumble out of bed and assemble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. But a way to make a living, barely getting by. Kids are taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. Election dream just to watch them shatter. You just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you've got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5 for service and devotion, you've a teacher but deserve a fair promotion. Fun to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. Working 9 to 5 for a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit.
I am His Holiness, the Guru Pitka. Welcome to my ashram, the Ecumenical Intuitive Enlightenment Initiative Organization, or EIEIO. Guru Pitka had a farm, EIEIO. And on that farm, he did no harm, EIEIO. Okay.
If I sit like this any longer, I'm going to pop my dink bag.
Listen up. I am a guru. Let's look at the word guru, okay? My goal is to get you to say, G, you are you, TM. And the you of guru is intimacy, or into me I see. Without intimacy, you feel nowhere. Tonight, I want you to go from nowhere to now here. Yeah. It's like in the electric company, you know? Now. Here. Nowhere. My laws of intimacy are kind of like my Bible. And let's look at the word Bible, shall we? The Bible is basic instructions before leaving Earth. TM. Put that shit on a T-shirt.
Show the T-shirt.
I love, first of all, I love Austin Powers, and I like Michael Myers. You know what I mean? I love that comedy shit. Like, that, anything that makes me laugh, but it's also, like, informational, but it's fun, it's a funny way of helping people, like, also, Mariska Hargitay. Let's just take some callers here. If you didn't press the number one when you called in and you want a reading, just make sure you press the number one. I don't remember what numbers like I picked so far. So I'll pick your code 770.
We don't know what those things are gonna happen. Just happen.
Hello?
That's what they call incidents. That's why people have insurance.
What's that?
Point blank period.
Hello. All right. So I guess that caller didn't work out. 307, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Alyssa, and I'm calling from Wyoming.
Alyssa from Wyoming, you sound really awesome.
Yes.
Like, I want to be your friend.
Well, thank you. I want to be your friend, too.
Well, we're friends now, and it's nice to meet you, friend.
Okay, cool.
You have a great energy about you, but you have a really great energy about you. So there's a lot of spiritual stuff you do. You hold your emotions together and you work on yourself. So you've been doing a lot of great stuff. There's a couple things you're asking about. I want to have some fun. I get relationship question. I get, is something going to come together for me? Career question. I want to pull a couple cards for career. I want to pull a couple cards for love life. See, the thing too is I'm also getting that you're intuitive too, but you have a hard time like everyone else does with ourselves.
Yep. Yeah, I'm my own worst critic. I'm hard on myself, sir.
You know, my mom says join the club, so I agree. But at the same time, I don't know if it interests you, but I'm looking for like three people to join me on my podcast as a guest who would be willing to talk about. I don't know. Did you hear about it before?
No, I haven't.
All right. So I'm looking for like three people right now who would like to talk about their spiritual journey. And I'm more so focused on people who are willing to be vulnerable with like talking about topics of I didn't expect this obstacle to be a part of my life. And that's what happened. Or this is where I'm currently at in my journey. And I ask that because I get that from you.
Definitely,
and I get that. You love talking with people. You like connecting with people. You like connecting with people that are like-minded, like I do, because you could just be, you're more free to be yourself. And I would like to have you on. If there's anything that in particular, you could tell me later. But I'll have you message me. If you can message me about that on Facebook, that'd be great.
Okay, and let me get the exact thing. And I really do have an amazing story, but the problem I'm having is I read angel cards and I work with my angels and stuff like that, but I did a lot of work for about 3 years. I've done tons of growth work. I mean, I quit dating. I did everything just so I could, you know, I wanted to get me know who I was and figure some stuff out. So but now, and everything was going good, but now I don't know what's going on. Everything, I've came to a, like a tower moment or something. Everything's crumbling around me. Anything that could is,
Okay, so there's a couple things.
Okay, wait, first let me get your Facebook.
Okay, so it's facebook.com/amillennialthirdeye.
How do you spell that? A I M.
A M I L L E N N. Oh, sorry. Where are you at?
I have A M I L L E N N.
I A L S.
I A L S.
And then third eye. T H I R D E Y.
Okay, perfect. Okay, yeah, and I will message you. Now what were you saying?
So there's a couple of different things going on with you. The first thing I want you to remember, too, is you are a part of the collective energy. So you're not only going to have an energetic response to something for yourself, but you're also going to find at times, even when you're not expecting it to, that you're a part of a collective energy that's also processing what you're experiencing and feeling. The other thing I want you to know too is that what we used to think as downloads before, and it might not be the same forever, but you would get a ton of information that was like almost like a pleasurable moment where it's like, whoa, and it all connects to you. We're also finding and I say this because of my journey, you're going to get downloads, but they're going to come in emotional scrambles. So it's like, why, what's going on in my career? What's going on with this? Like, you're going to have scrambles, but it's like a energetic wave that goes through you only to push out an alignment of yourself that needs to come forward.
Okay.
The other thing too, I want to mention is your progress. So try not to reflect on your past as your progress, because we could do really well in the past, but we find ourselves having difficulty in the present. Also, sometimes what happens is that we tend to look at the future as this one day I'll be happy thing, and we fool ourselves and burn ourselves out, and we stop doing stuff. And so that's what's happening with you. And I need you to get back to the passionate, how much you loved yourself. Like, what I found, and I think maybe this is going to help you. For me, I found myself recently, too, comparing myself to the past. And I also found that there was someone that reached out that I'm grateful for that asked me, you know, some questions, and I was honest, and I realized that there was some life events that had altered my belief about my life, and it was a relationship, but it made me think, like, I was sad because I stopped doing a bunch of stuff for someone else. I also felt like I wasn't successful in a way, like I wasn't reaching my dreams and goals, so failure. So I had to learn to be in the present moment more, which taught me.
That's so hard for me.
It's hard. Really,
I'm working on that, though. That's weird you say that, because I have been working on that a lot.
Yeah. And what is this thing? It's hard to do for yourself. I had to sit myself down, and I learned a lot just by that moment of sitting down and not avoiding myself. And I also wasn't aware of how much I was letting the reality influence me. So if I needed to pay a bill, oh my God, I'm thinking more about how I can't pay this bill right now. And what that ultimately did was cause resistance to the timeline.
Yes.
So it's bringing less of what I want in, and I let fear create more problems. So you have to surrender all your worries, like let go of that, because that's not going to solve anything. Okay. Let go of what you aren't experiencing, or because I know you're like me, where we felt this wave of energy like 2 years ago. And we're like, what happened to that?
Yes, that's when I started this real, like, gut. Yep, you're right. I did. I decided I was changing my whole life, and I did feel so much positive, you know?
Yeah. So you didn't lose that. What happens is we have to experience a lot of stuff. So there's a lot of stuff I could talk to you about, but I learned ultimately that I had experienced heaven on earth, then I experienced hell on earth, then I experienced, you know, so it's, is that what happened?
She said,
yeah, your mother coming after you on hell on earth. But yeah, actually, pretty much so, yeah. Thanks for that validation.
I love it how you guys get. You get along. I wish I had a relationship with my mom like that. Yeah, that's, you could tell you guys just love each other so much.
I love her, and I love her so much that I can't tell her certain things sometimes, and that's okay.
Yeah. It happens. Yeah, that's cool.
So you're reading, you're right where you need to be. And I think that podcast, as you as a guest, would also trigger a positive experience for you, because you might want to do something more. There might be something you don't know as well that you're not doing yet or haven't started yet that you're meant to be doing. So that's what would bring me back to the basics here. Start doing things that excite you again. Because I'll be honest as well. With me, I had a hard time with doing exciting things because they weren't as exciting anymore. And I had to realize, too, why I was thinking that. And I was thinking, well, I don't have what I want right now. And I don't feel good about myself with my progress.
Yeah.
So that's when I started to realize, like, I'm going to go do a radio show today and do readings because I love doing it.
Yeah. I do. Yeah, I love that stuff. I love it, too. But I'm the same way. I think I'm kind of manifesting my own. Like, I do those thoughts constantly, like doubting myself, wanting more, not thinking that I'm measuring up or whatever. Constantly I think about that stuff, and so I think in a way I'm creating my own nightmare or whatever, you know, by thinking that stuff all the time.
You're mildly creating it, so yes, because you want to start thinking about what you used to do, like affirmation wise, like what did you do to love yourself? Like stop, don't catch yourself thinking of when you're thinking negative and reinforce it with positive. I did this not too long ago. And what happened was I was in lack of money and I was like, well, it's not the money. What am I lacking? And I'm lacking gratitude. So I said, okay, I'm lacking gratitude. I need to give myself gratitude. And so I started saying, I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for waking up today. And I found myself I'm grateful for my spiritual gift, and it felt really good to me. And so I just kept reinforcing that I love my spiritual, I'm grateful for my spiritual gifts. So I had to go back to basics, and that's okay. Go back to basics. The other thing that can trigger it too is being lonely and also not doing fun stuff. I realized that I can have fun on the phone with my friend in Florida. I can have fun by myself. Sometimes we think it's fun to be outside doing something else, but really the fun part is being at home. Like, you just realize a bunch of stuff. Your past cards are the Five of Swords in reverse with the Ten of Pentacles in reverse. So there's something that you either walked away from, but there is an incompletion of the topic. Incompletions with what you had wanted, working, you're fulfilling things, working out a happy relationship or where you want to be.
Exactly what it is. Yep.
Your present card, the Strength card with the Six of Wands in reverse. So what that's really coming forward with message wise is even from your guides, I don't want to say just mine, really take a look at how far you've come, and you need to really give yourself more achievement, because it's going to bring you strength of how much you've done. And don't take this all for granted. This is for you. Everything's for you. And the hardest part about this journey sometimes is in the moments where like, okay, this is happening again in a smaller way, and you're just showing the universe that you deserve better and that you want better, that you're ready for better.
Is that why all this bad stuff is like, oh, you know, like I just lost my townhouse, and my son, he's 13. He decided he don't want to live with me anymore. And you know, is that why all of this is like happening like that?
I want to ask you a question. When I ask you this, I want you to take a minute. Don't be embarrassed, because I love you for who you are, and I'm not judging anyone. When I ask you this, what comes to mind? Do you feel you are, hold on, the words was just there. Do you feel good enough?
No.
Mm-hmm. And why don't you feel good enough?
I'm going to start crying.
It's okay to cry. I don't want you to feel embarrassed. And I cry too. You're going to make me cry.
There's a lot of things that makes me feel that way. I don't know how. I don't feel good enough because my job, I'm not too successful. Like, and I'm not making the money that I should be making right now. And I don't feel good enough because I think a lot of it has to do with past traumas from my. A relationship that I was in for a long time, and he mentally abused me all the time, and so I think it has a lot to do with that, really.
Yes.
He always talked down to me, like, and called me bad names and tell me, you know, that I wasn't good enough, that nobody would ever want me, just stuff like that. And after so long that you hear that, I think you might start believing it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I want to say that it's an honor, and I'm grateful for you to open up with me on the phone here and on the show, and don't feel embarrassed of crying at all. It's a strong realization. So what's happening is by you not feeling good enough, like all these things are falling away. And so I want you to think about this as a value of yourself is decreasing more and more because you feel that way. And so your reality is showing you that no one and nothing wants to be with you because you don't feel good enough. And yeah. If that were true, I wouldn't care to talk to you on the phone. If you weren't good enough, yeah. I wouldn't spend any amount of time. I would be like, okay, I got to go by. Like, you are my reflection yeah. in a way. I am talking to myself in a way. And I say that in a different way because what we say to people is really how we feel about ourselves at times. And so what yeah. he had said yes, to you was all the things that he didn't feel good himself of. And you just love someone so much that you yeah. hurt and you didn't understand why you didn't deserve any of that. But I do want to say
that. I know I didn't deserve that. And I mean, and I know even what the things that he said that they're not true, but I don't know why it still affects me so much.
My mom said that one time that you may have believed it were to be true.
Definitely. Before I did the spiritual work for the past 2 years, I definitely believed. I mean, I was so depressed. I didn't even get out of bed for about 6 months after I broke up with him. I had to have my sister go shopping for me at the grocery store. Like, it was a nightmare. I've never been that low before, you know, like, or that hurt and broken.
Well, my mom wants to share some stuff with you. She feels inspired, and then I'll add some stuff to it too. But hold on.
I got it. Basically, what I'm picking up is that when one thing goes wrong, whether it be the work or whether it be, it could have been the catalyst, could have been, you know, your son saying he didn't want to live there anymore. Whatever the catalyst was, started the that it touched on that insecurity of, wow, maybe he was right. And so once you touch on that insecurity, the negative, all that negative thought process and all the negative emotions and all the negative energy comes forward. And then you end up in this negative vortex of that you said all the crap happens at once. It's
yes.
because of
yep.
negativity. And
yes.
you start this vortex. It's like, you know, like a tornado in this cycle.
That's what
and
it feels
really,
like in the tornado.
It is. But that's exactly what it is
yeah.
because it's the tornado of negativity. And it's
how do I get
into,
out of it?
Well, you have to, let's put it this way, and it's easy to say, you have to like almost stop in your tracks and
okay.
place your feet firmly on the ground and ground yourself. Literally, like you have to like
yeah.
say, okay, I am here. This is Wednesday. Today is blah, blah, blah. You ground yourself completely. And you imagine yourself like your feet getting roots into the ground.
Yeah.
You are completely grounded.
Yeah.
And that this negative vortex will stop. And you're going to like, it's almost like you take this meditation stance of like, you know, when you're in a pool and everybody starts to, you know, you start to go in a circle and you make the whirlpool and
yes,
then you
yes.
try to stand up and everybody, you know,
yes.
falls over and you're fun. It's laugh, haha, you know, you have fun because everybody's falling over and
yes.
trying to, you know, knocking into each other. It's kind of like that.
Yes.
But what you have to do in a meditation stance is that you're grounding yourself deeply into the ground and you're stopping the vortex. You're putting your hands out, your feet down, and you're firmly stopping this vortex. You are not going to do this any longer. And you're gonna create a different energy around you. And then
okay.
Then you start with the, you know, the positive gratitude. The gratitude,
yeah.
the affirmation. And when those negative thoughts come to you, because they're going to come because the vortex
yeah.
is there, but you're going to say, no, no, no. I see you. You're too not. You're going to let you go right away. You're going to slide right by.
Yes.
You're going to go right in one side of my head and outside the other. That's it. You're going. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Bye-bye. And
it's constant
work to do that. So,
yeah.
You know, it's about stopping this vortex, this tornado that's happening. It happens to all of us. Don't get me wrong. As spiritual as I am, as a medium as I am, all those things, they still happen to me too. But it takes that, you know, that moment to go, I see where this is coming
the
from.
The aha moment.
Yeah. You go, okay, I got this. All right, I see what
it is.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I am worthy. I am smart. I am capable. I am. And those two words are very, very important. I am.
I am famous.
I am powerful. I am strong. I am smart. I am God.
I am God.
No, and
yes, I am God.
Saying like
yes.
I am God as in I am the ultimate or the almighty.
No, I know what you mean. Yes.
I am
yes.
God as
I am, God.
I am godly. I am the light.
Yes.
I love you.
Yes.
I am
yes.
the light.
That's crazy that you say that because I always say that. I am God. Like,
Well, there is, there was
like freedom in my mind.
There was a man by the name of Wayne Dyer. I don't know if anybody's ever read his books. He passed about 5 years ago, I think. And the man was brilliant. He understood the power of the energy within you, and he wrote all about these experiences and what the power of the positivity, but also the power of what they call postulating, meaning like you imagine something as is, as you want it, you feel it, you see it, you know it, you act as if it is, and not just act, you believe it is. So
there is,
and I found there is a lot to that. So if you've ever read him or anything about him, that's where he says, I am God. And I am God doesn't mean that I am the Almighty. It means that I am the light. I am part of that light of God, or what we call God. I mean, some call it the universe. Some call it many, many different things, Buddha. But I am that. That is who I am. And once you get that into your mind again and you start, putting that forward, things start to shift slow. They shift. And then you go, like that. That felt good. That was good. That happened. Oh, okay. And then you start realizing, okay, this really is my energy and how what I'm inviting into my psyche, into my body, into my life. So that's how you get it going.
Okay, well, I'm going to start doing it then. I need to do that then.
So, grounding and just firming yourself down and then going to those affirmations of and reminding yourself you are God. You are the light.
Okay.
I am worthy.
Yes, I am
good. I am smart.
Yes.
I am, all the things that have, that are there, you need to affirm that they are there.
Okay.
Okay.
I got it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for talking with me.
You're very welcome.
Okay. You have a good night.
You too. Blessings be with you.
All right. So I want to remind everyone, I'm trying to pull up there's my Facebook page. I wanted to let everyone know about some stuff I got going on. If you wanted a private session, I do have for the week, a mini private session, which is $25. And it's like just 20 minutes basically, or 15 minutes. I do also have looking for it.
The numbers to the Mega Millions.
Yeah. Okay. where did I put this stuff? I post so many things that I bury the specials somewhere. Okay, so learn tarot for 1 hour on a Zoom call with me for $55. One mentorship session and a 30-minute reading for $75, which is a really good deal. I love God. God always got me.
that's still relevant. And what else? I'm making those spiritual baths too. So if you're interested, find me on Facebook on a Millennial's Third Eye and just message me and be like, hey, I want to grab that or I want that. So I'm also looking for 2 to 3 people who would like to join me as a guest, co-host in a way, for I want to discuss different things about spiritual life. I want people to also hear, like, you might be a psychic intuitive or a medium or someone else out in the world, but I want to chat with someone who has these gifts and likes to share their stories too about, you know, what else they've learned on their journey, how important that is for everyone else to understand. I think it's great to have other people to join in conversation, because when I read people, it also helps me. When I talk with people who are like-minded, I get messages from people that I didn't expect to get a message from. So I think we can do that for each other, like inspire and raise the vibration of just a conversation together. I love that. That's like one of my favorite. What else? And I'm also going to be taking volunteers for a session that I'm working on that I'm going to be offering to the public. I'm going to be offering it, like, you're welcome to message me and say that you want to be a volunteer, but what's going to happen, it's going to be a day that I have off that I feel like doing it, and if you're available and you get back to me, we'll do it. So I'm looking for people who are open-minded, specifically with the conscious mind and emotions and anything that you're looking to grow your spirituality and your gifts or your purpose, direction in life. I'm going to be asking some questions too for people, because I want to make sure I'm getting the right fit so I narrow it down for what I'm offering. This is something my guides wanted me to work on privately and then kind of fine-tune, and it's already kind of started without me knowing it started, because it happened in the session and my guides were like, by the way, we're going to be offering something close to this. So I was like, oh, all right. This is going to be also to do with the conscious mind, and also if you're into or understand energy programming, unprogramming, subconscious mind, galactic stuff. This is where I'm going to be helping you remove older programming that no longer serves you and helping you, per se, install new conscious beliefs. This is a deeper hypnosis, so to speak. It's going to be a hypnosis scenario, but you're going to be comfortable with it. There's going to be things that I'm going to ask maybe about what you're interested in doing better at or your life and things like that nature. I'm also going to be doing some studies on you. I'm going to follow up with your every move. I'm just kidding. I'm going to ask you throughout the week, like, how you're doing and what changes you've noticed. I want to see what angles I'm going to be approaching, because I want to make sure it's really good before I offer it and just put it out there, so I know exactly what the details are, how I'm explaining it, what it does. And I'm at the will of my guides, which is going to bring in multiple downloads and things at times I'm probably not ready to receive them, like being in the kitchen, working one day in a restaurant I'm working at, and then going, bam. And they're like, there it is. I'm going to go, great. Where's my notepad? I got to stop doing this and jot it down, like I'm going to forget. So being a psychic intuitive, such as myself, I work with my spiritual guides, blessed with my ancestors who support me in my life journey as well. I teach people and help people open their doors to their own multidimensional self of their spiritual gifts and abilities. I've helped people within mentorship sessions where I help you get into a state of flow. And I've had past life regressionists tell me about stuff they didn't know about me, but I knew. And I just was happy for them. They were like, I'm pretty sure this is a past life. And I was like, yeah, keep going. Really good job. Getting you in the flow, and I point out your emotional points, I know what you just felt, and I wanted you to be aware of what that feels like and what that is, and that way you can start to know more how to navigate your life and not question, was this so-and-so, or is it my guide, or how do I know? Just start, honestly, if you want a freebie info tip, start with trusting yourself. Just know levels of 1, this is a guided message, I know it, you just trust that. 2, don't go into like, is it my family member, so-and-so, or is it my guide? Just know that you're getting a positive directional force of helping you with something, and your body's telling you, and you know it. I think a lot of people right now it's 11:11. I think a lot of people oversee signs. like 11-11 to some people is make a wish, 11-11 to some other people it's a portal, some other people it's an angel number. I think we should never just stop where we have learned thus far and play with the ideas of what is the universe trying to teach me or show me or tell me in a message. Because your vibration is bringing up numbers. Today, I looked over to some people. It's like, haha, okay, cool. But I saw the license plate 8888, and I went, oh, that's a big number. So I still have to look it up, and I just reminded myself of that. I got to look into what I was thinking and feeling. What does it mean in my life? What do I need to let go of or trust the angels with? Fun stuff like that. Understand the universe, too. Like, we're all connected to so many things. The universe, the matrix, people, we're all a collective consciousness. Like, I put this episode out live and all that, but somewhere in the multiverse of multi-dimensions, you also felt that there's something on Block Talk Radio for you tonight. So it's like there's all these weird events that we go through that we think we're making a choice, but there's a signal to it. So you all got the signal. Good. So no more telling me that your antennas are broken, because they're not. What else? I want to thank everyone for helping me with the TikTok followers, because I need to get to 1,000 so I can go live, because that's where you go big, you know. You're big time when you're on TikTok live now. There's people that are going big on TikTok and they're just like making noises on their microphone, and I don't know. Have you seen that, Mom? They're going like this. And they just make weird noises on the microphone. And then I don't know why. There's a lot of people doing that. Then there's also people like, there's a lot of, it's very interesting. I didn't really care for it before, but now it's like growing on me. So if you want to keep following my journey, I'm sharing like more than just spiritual stuff on TikTok and Facebook. I share like life journey stuff. I talk about random things. Sometimes I just talk about, I'm just funny. I like to talk with people. I'm gonna wrap this up, but if you are interested, you want to reach out, connect with me, you have all my info. Just Google a millennial's third eye, but don't start stalking me or anything. We could just be cool. Just be yourself. Be cool. And I'm cool too. So I want to meet more cool people like you. All right, everyone, have a great night and keep doing your spiritual journey. And if I didn't get to you, I apologize. Maybe next time, or message me for a private session. Later.